Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
This episode of Share and Retweet is brought to you by The Wine Gallery.
Give the gift of a wine subscription to someone you love this Christmas.
Visit thewinegallery.com.au and get $25 off your first box when you use the code Share and Retweet at the checkout. This episode of Share and Retweet is brought to you by Koala.
Koala mattresses have a removable, washable cover, keeping your mattress looking and feeling fresh.
Visit koala.com and get $150 off purchases over $1,000 when you use the code Share and Retweet at the checkout.
Are you out of your mind tonight?
That chick is like on planet I don't know where.
Give me a freaking break, okay? I have been a freaking diva for 40 freaking years.
I think it sucks.
What do you mean? Like Cher?
Welcome back to another wonderful, supreme, diabolical episode of Share and Retweet. I am one of your hosts, Andy Ballock.
I am the other one of your hosts, Justin Porter. Thank you for listening. Welcome back. It's going to be a roller coaster.
Oh, I am prepped and ready. As always, you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter at Share and Retweet.
That's right. And please rate and review us on Apple's podcast app or whatever app you get your podcasts from, and share with your friends.
Yeah, tell them all.
Pass it along.
Have a little sit down, have a gossipy chinwag over a couple of Chardonnays and just shoot the shit and tell them about us.
Yeah.
Share, it's a new Share tweet.
Okay, so the first tweet we're going to talk about is from the 24th of October of this year, the year of our Lord and Savior.
Yep.
Cher.
Cher owns this year.
Cher. this is Cher's year. So now available smiley face and then a link to ShareStore.com and an image of three Cher shirts. And it says at the top, Believe 20th anniversary. So it's merchandise that she's put on sale for the Believe 20th anniversary. She obviously does know that it's Believe
20th anniversary. She's all over it. Yeah. Yeah.
And she knows. She is making
she knows
a, mint
a career turning point when she sees it.
Yeah. We brought that up last week. Obviously she knows and she's capitalizing on it.
Oh, yeah.
Hard.
Oh yeah, she's got merch. She's a big fan of swag, so she's putting some merch out. The three tops. So there's two t-shirts, a black t-shirt and a white t-shirt, and they have the Cher Believe cover on them, and then a hoodie that is white and it has the Cher Believe cover
on it. It's not even a hoodie. It's just a sweatshirt.
It is just a sweatshirt, isn't it?
And it's not a sweatshirt I want. I'm just going to say that right now.
I love Cher, and this is not merch I want to purchase either.
No, I adore Cher, but someone has just taken a Photoshop.
It looks like it was done by an intern.
It looks like, yeah, it just looks like someone's like, oh, we need something. Grab an image, slap it on a shirt, put it online.
Yeah, it's like she's turned around to someone and gone, what have we got for the 20th anniversary of Believe? What merch are we putting out?
Yeah, and who's the youngest, most inexperienced person that can design this for me?
It's Janelle, and she's dropped the ball on this.
Okay, so all joking aside, these are not pretty.
It's not that they're not pretty, it's just that they're very basic.
They're so
this is like
basic.
Clip art. It looks like you send away to a print website.
Yes.
This is what
this
I
is
want
like
in a t-shirt.
If Vistaprint started doing t-shirts for free. And obviously, we're not the only ones that think this. There has been a lot of, you know, we were thinking this in our heads, didn't want to be disrespectful. The critics have chimed in.
Oh.
By critics, I mean followers.
The results have not been favorable.
No. So we've got JM Lonsdale, 83, at James Lonsdale 4. So he chimes in and he says, Cher, we love you, but please get better merchandise. Up until and including D2K, you've had the best out there. Many already have these designs wrongly or rightly. We buy everything, but we deserve something better, especially your tour book.
Shade. Oh, the shade of it all.
That was a huge shade.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. You have fans that are dedicated enough to buy this merchandise.
Yeah.
Give them good merchandise to buy.
Don't leave it in the hands of Janelle, who got like 150 business cards printed for $20.
Yeah, she just bought a CD of clip art. Yeah. And now she thinks she's a goddamn graphic designer.
She's the one that actually listens to Clippy, the paperclip. Yeah.
She's the one that gets excited when Clippy comes up because she's like, finally some help. Janelle, take an online course and stop wasting our time.
How did you get this job, Janelle?
It was a favor.
Yeah, and then the responses to James is just like, agreed. It's just so uninspired. Yeah.
There's a lot of people that are happy with this.
Oh, yeah.
That have chimed in and really like it.
And then there are people like Shelby at ShelbyDancer123.
Easy to remember.
Which I feel is definitely a password. Shelby, who has tweeted, I'm sick. Can you send me some get well wishes?
Mm-hmm.
Read the room, Shelby.
Par for the course here. But still infuriating nonetheless. But
yes,
there's also a lot of people that have chimed in who are neither happy with it, nor are they Cher fans.
I don't know what you're doing here. You weren't invited to this party. Why are you here in the first place?
Don't walk in and then try to contribute. Just stay out. We've got Peter C. at Standpipe 4. He says, just what we need, yuck. A little sass.
All right.
Peppering of sass.
Well, what? Janelle's trying, all right?
Yeah.
She's
done her best. But then we've got Pavulus, and he said, those will be beautiful on the thousands of, quote, refugees that you house. Wow.
This is...
to bring the party down.
Yeah, we were having a good time in our clip art t-shirts, and you had to go and ruin
Everyone's
the party.
Everyone's just keeping it light about how non-professional these designs are, and you just had to come and really make it a sad party.
There's a lot of clap backing. My absolute favorite is Ollie Nyup, hashtag ShareCrew, at Lin Nyup 1963.
I think it's Linny P.
Oh, yeah, that makes
sense. It's just Linny P.
I can't read anything today.
And I think her her name is Linny P at hashtag ShareCrew.
I mean, I know that's what she meant, but that's not what she's written. So
okay, so Linny P, 1963.
Linny, baby!
Linny, baby! We've got another Linny!
Has written all in caps, I like the black tee and the sweatshirt and the white tee best.
Now, let me remind you what's in the image.
Yeah.
It is a black tee, a white sweatshirt,
tick,
and a white tee.
Tick.
Those are the three things.
They're the three options.
She likes the best. That's all of them.
That's
the everything.
Linny Baby would be fun to go out to a club with because everything is brilliant.
I love every song they're playing the best. I love all of these alcohols the best.
So Cher has tweeted twice this week about swag. Once with an actual picture of the swag, but also she said, I want to do Christmas swag with ABBA promo art.
She's a planner.
She's planning for the future.
She's putting out feelers, I feel like. She's just kind of testing the water on Twitter to see what people think about some Christmas swag.
Or this is an inter-office message that has ended up on Twitter, and she's just letting other people know she's expecting Christmas swag.
Yeah.
And don't you...
Janelle,
don't
get
you
on
dare.
It.
So, stable genius Ranzabar has replied, not now, please. Talk with you later, okay?
This is probably one of the best responses we have ever seen to a Cher tweet. Because he understands that her Twitter feed is just a stream of consciousness.
Yep.
And he is responding jokingly, like,
I don't even know that it is a joke. I don't think we can assume that it is.
We've looked at his Twitter page. He's a smart person. It's a stable genius. You're a genius. You're a stable genius. Good job.
So we're going to touch on this, but this is something very, very serious that's just happened in the last couple of days in the States. Cher tweeted on the 27th, "My heart goes out to the families of those wounded or worse at the Tree of Life Synagogue. I don't know if words can help broken hearts so soon after a tragedy of this epic proportion. Want you to know the entire country grieves with you. Kisses, respectfully, Cher."
Yes, now, for anyone who doesn't know, there was a shooting at a Jewish synagogue in Philadelphia. 11 people were killed.
Yeah.
Many more were injured.
It's so heartbreaking that there are just so many mass shootings in the States and they still do nothing to their gun laws.
Yeah. It's pretty hard to just watch or even think about. But that's not why we're here.
No.
We're not going to get too deep into this. We do want to touch on one of the responses, though.
Yes.
Which
I've never...
It boggled our minds and made us infuriated
at
the same time.
I've never been more angry and
so
sad
mad.
At the same time.
Yeah, it's depressing. So
I clicked out.
You stroked out in front of my face.
Yeah.
So in response, MirMir3 has replied, "Memorial candle for the Pittsburgh synagogue congregants. May their memory be a blessing and may they rest in peace." And then what he's done is pasted this picture of a candle that's lit. Stepping back and looking at this, it's a beautiful gesture.
Yeah.
It's very sweet. There's no ill intention here. And we don't have a problem with MirMir3.
No.
What we have a problem with is what's in the picture. Because what's in the picture is a store-bought candle that is actually labeled Memorial candle.
Now, I need you all to wrap your heads around this. So, there is a company in the States that make candles specifically for memorials.
Yeah, it's not just that there's a company, it's that there is enough of a demand for memorial candles that they are actually a product. It's not even just a regular candle.
No.
This is
specifically
a memorial candle.
Yeah.
What is happening?
It is labeled memorial candle.
Yes, it is.
Like, you can't grieve without a memorial candle.
You're not really grieving unless you're grieving with a memorial candle. And that's their campaign slogan.
That's their campaign slogan.
That's not. We're just making that up. I don't know what their campaign slogan is. But it's
How
just...
How do you sell that?
It is mind-boggling that this exists.
It's so... I'm infuriated and depressed.
Now, you know who doesn't have a memorial candle market? Australia.
Yeah.
Because there are no guns on the streets like there are in the States.
No.
People just don't have guns.
You
and it blows
you just can't
minds
buy them.
Here. It just blows minds how accessible guns are in the States.
Because you can buy them at like Walmart, which is like Target.
Which Cher has touched on before as well. That's all we're going to say about
it. That's the bee in my bonnet today.
That is the...
Is the memorial candle.
Yeah.
That is a real thing and has made me sad and angry.
Sangry. We're all sangry today.
GOPs, Trumps, and thieves.
To talk about politics this week, we're actually going to cover two different tweets.
Double dipping.
It's the daily double.
Daily double. Double dipping. The daily double.
Get your dip in the dub. What? Dubstep. Did we just show our age? All right. So the first tweet is from 24th of October, and Cher says, "Just finished Get Out the Vote videos. Jodie Foster directed. It was thoughtful, intelligent, and funny. Hats off to Jodie."
Praise emoji. And then on the 25th, she has tweeted, "Jet lag, grumpy face, loved PSAs to get people to vote. My reasons: 1, dump Republican Senate and Congress who support Trump. They aren't fit to take care of American people. 2, Republicans are lying about wanting pre-existing conditions. Republicans tried to destroy Obamacare / pre-existing conditions 70 times. What, fish stinks at head explode?
Explosion head? it's confusing. So just to talk about what's going on, obviously we've touched on earlier, there's the midterm elections coming up in the States.
Yeah.
Big deal. Big deal. One of the things that's happening right now is for years, the Republicans have been trying to get rid of Obamacare and switch it with some new health care plan that they have drafted up.
Yay.
That, yay, great, good for them. But they've come out recently and they're trying to sell everyone on pre-existing conditions being covered under the new Republican kind of healthcare thing that they're putting forward.
Right.
So they're trying to, right before the midterms, make everyone who is worried about their pre-existing conditions feel safe that they'll still be covered under this new bill, which no one believes who is a Democrat anyway.
Yeah.
And Cher obviously does not believe, and that's kind of what she's talking about here.
I'm so glad that you're our political correspondent.
I mean, I don't know if half of what I'm saying is right, but I'm pretty sure it is.
Well, it's better than my ideas.
Yeah. So that's kind of what's going on.
I looked through the replies with the hope that I would get an explanation similar to the one that you just gave me. I don't know why I just didn't wait for the one that you gave me.
Right.
Because I looked in the wrong spot, Justin.
Yeah.
I looked at the replies for information.
That is the last place that you can find information.
My absolute favorite, John Ware, has at John War 3776 5773.
What is happening with these numbers?
I don't know.
It's a new trend.
It's a new
trend. Put your phone number in your handle.
If you can't remember your password, just put it in your handle.
Just put it in the handle.
It's a new
Twitter's
song.
Advice. Put it in the handle.
Put it in the handle. Put it in the handle.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Handle. That's my new song. I want an aria.
Put it in the handle. Put it in the handle. You'll never forget. Great.
That's the whole song.
That's the whole jingle.
Yeah. So John Ware has tweeted, I need you to come to New York and explain this complex stuff to me. After that, I'm zooming you to the bed.
Zooming you to the bed.
I have...
What a smooth talker, John.
I have never happened upon a pickup line so wonderfully archaic and modern at the same time.
Yeah, John's a sweet talker, isn't he?
I'm Mind if I zoom you to bed?
After we have discussions about complex political issues.
I'm gonna zoom you
straight to bed.
But it doesn't sound sexy. It's like, we're going to be exhausted about talking about political things. I'm going to zoom you to bed. You're going to curl up in your little rocket ship bed with your little race car.
Yeah, I've got a space themed room for you to lie in with me. John, come on, man. Not a bed.
The bed.
Yeah, you know what's interesting here is he doesn't actually say, I'm taking you to bed.
No.
Like, come to bed with me. It's, I'm zooming you to the bed.
Yeah.
Will he be present?
Going-
Is he just, he's zooming her. Yeah, I'm going to zoom you to the bed because you're going to be exhausted.
Yeah.
And you need your rest, lady.
I've got ravioli to make.
I've got a pasta dish that I got to finish. And how is he zooming her? What technology is he using?
What contraption have you built? Is it a pulley system? Zoom!
Off you go. How accurate is it? That doesn't feel...
Yeah,
what if she hits the wall?
How safe is it?
Yeah. I got a lot of safety concerns here.
Yeah, this has an OHS nightmare written all over it.
Has this been verified by any city council?
Yeah.
Okay, so one of my other favorite responses is Darla at RoxyCoco09.
It's a pseudonym.
Cool. Yeah. Which one?
We don't know. We'll never know.
We'll never figure
She's
it out.
She's a spy.
So she's replied to Cher saying, "No, you are lying. All Democrats do is raise taxes. We are going to vote out the Democrats and get rid of all you nut jobs permanently." That sounds very final, Darla. Don't you think that's really an overreaction?
It is.
I feel like.
If I might be so bold, if you're the one screaming into the void that is Twitter about the nut jobs and how you're going to get rid of them, might I suggest you might be the nut job?
You might be one of them, Darla.
Look also, around. Are there other nut jobs like you?
Also, what is Cher lying about here? It's actually fact.
Yeah.
That Republicans have tried to destroy Obamacare. That is fact. It's documented.
Yeah, this isn't like one of those fake facts like my mother's real age.
Right. These are actual facts that you can just look up on
the internet.
News site.
On Google. Go to Google.
The
Use Gigimo.
What else is she like? Jet lag? Is she lying about jet lag?
Yeah.
Is she lying about her reasons for doing this video? Darla just got a little too defensive, and I think she's protesting a little bit too much.
Yeah.
I think she's hiding something. I'm on to you,
well,
Darla.
Well, she's a spy. You know what's coming up, Justin?
Thanksgiving?
Jesus' birthday.
Oh, Christmas.
Christmas,
I love it.
Do you know what you can do? You can
give a gift.
You can give a gift.
You gotta give a gift.
I'm gonna receive a bunch of gifts, but yes. I'm gonna give one very, very good gift.
To me?
Sure. I was going to give it to myself.
Oh.
But I'm going to give one to you as well. I'm going to sign you up for the wine gallery.
Oh my God, I love wine. You know I love wine.
Yeah, and with the wine gallery, you get wines chosen for you based on your tastes. You get a whole bunch of wines just delivered to you. It just takes the annoying part out of buying wine. You don't have to leave the house.
Yes, that's the thing I hate the most about wine. Everything else about wine I love.
Well, Merry Christmas. I'm going to go to thewinegallery.com.au because if you use the code SharonRetweet at the checkout, you get $25 off the first box.
That's amazing.
In fact, everyone can do that. Just use the code SharonRetweet at the checkout for thewinegallery.com.au.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Andy, you know what's the most disturbing thing about mattresses?
How filthy they get.
Yes, you just never know what's on it. Even your own mattress, it's hard to know what's there.
Well, the problem with me is that I know what's there and I'm still disgusted by it.
Yeah, that's why I don't even enter your room.
Yeah, I use my mattress as a breakfast table. Dinner gets eaten on my bed.
Well, the great thing is with Koala mattresses, you can actually just remove the outer layer,
I'm sorry, I can do what now?
You can remove the whole outer layer and wash it. Throw it in the washing machine and wash it.
My sweet Jesus.
Yeah, it's going to change your life.
I need a koala mattress right
now. Yeah, no more questioning what that stain is.
Well, this is the issue, is that I'm not questioning it. I'm just disgusted by it.
Okay, well, go to koala.com and you can get $150 off purchases of $1,000 or more when you use the code share and retweet at the checkout.
Oh my God, that's so much takeaway that I can buy with that. I'm doing it.
And then you can eat it on your bed and then wash it.
I'm in heaven. So on the 27th of the 10th of this year, our Lord and Saviour, the year of Cher, the great giver has tweeted, "Why don't they put Robert Osborne on TCM sometimes? Stars in the classic films aren't with us anymore, and that doesn't seem to bother anyone. How do they pick hosts? I'm at a loss."
I don't actually know what she's asking. And I know that's not a surprise. It's nothing new. But it is again the case here.
I'm still confused. I still don't know what's going on.
So is she actually saying, why don't they put him on as like a host?
He's dead.
He is dead. He died in 2017.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably the first reason.
That's number one.
Why they don't have him as a host.
Yeah.
They had him as a host and he was very good and everyone loved him. They didn't bring him back for this year because of
the death.
The death that he suffered.
The permanent death.
At the hands of time. I don't think she's suggesting that TCM resurrect the dead.
No, I don't think she's suggesting that.
Necromance Robert Osborne.
Bring him back and put him on the telly.
Does she just think you can do that?
How come they're not bringing these people back and putting them on TV anymore? What's wrong with TCM? How do they pick these hosts from alive people? Do they just look up who's still alive?
And choose from that category?
Because I feel like that's narrowing. Narrowing the
Yeah.
the pool quite a bit.
There's so many dead people that we could choose there's to host so many- this.
Judy Garland, yeah. Greta Garbo, Frank Sinatra. Is he alive?
Is he dead?
I don't know.
The rest.
All of the others.
All of the dead people.
Well, maybe that's what she's talking about. Stars in the classic films aren't with us anymore, and that doesn't bother anyone. I mean, I think it bothers a lot of people when people die.
Yes. Doesn't anyone have any feelings anymore?
Yes, Cher. I think Cher is actually having a late life crisis.
Super late.
Super late.
She left it really late.
This is her midlife crisis, actually.
Good.
You know who hasn't directed a film recently? Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah.
Why don't they let him direct?
He's been laying real low.
Not doing anything, yeah. As far as I've seen.
You know what? I've not seen Marilyn Monroe in any good pictures for ages.
No. She should do a film with
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston. I was going to say Kathleen Hepburn. Catherine Hepburn. Get them together. They'd be a dynamic duo.
Bring them back.
Yeah, bring them on back.
What are they doing?
Ugh,
lazy. So Savina at Savina_share Keenbean has share in her handle.
Yeah. Dedication. That's when you know you've come across a true fan.
Oh, yeah. Has replied, do you have Snapchat? Cher's talking about resurrecting the dead and like old school Hollywood stars and having their movies on. And the response is, do you have Snapchat?
Not appropriate.
No.
I don't think.
No, there are Cher... grieving people here in this particular feed.
Also, Cher has Twitter. That should be enough for you.
It's certainly enough for me.
Yes, it is.
If anything, sometimes it's overwhelming.
It's too much.
It's too much. Oh, my.
But the beautiful thing about this tweet is it brought us to our follower.
Follow the follower!
Our follower this week is Michael.Anderson.
Now, the dot is very important.
If anything, it's a signature move.
Because Michael puts periods after every single word. It's really confusing to read this and interpret any kind of emotion because it's all very pointed. Every word feels like a very intense statement.
So Michael has replied to that particular share tweet with, and keeping in mind, every word has a full stop after it and then two spaces. I don't have cable. It cost a lot. So I am watching old TV shows.
It's also worth pointing out that a lot of his tweets are to share.
The bulk of them.
He hasn't actually, I think he's only tweeted one actual tweet, and all of the rest have all been replies. This is one that I love. It's replying to Cher. She said, condolences, Brazilian brothers and sisters, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but at the very end, she quotes Trump about his bad hair day speech that he gave,
yeah.
Which if you don't know about that, it's great. Just look up Trump bad hair day. It's horrific.
Yeah.
And Michael has replied, his hair is not real. And it's just my favorite way to read anything, with periods and giant spaces between every word.
Yeah.
It is insane. You have to go look at his Twitter page.
It's like an art installment.
It is. It's like an interactive art piece.
It's
so interesting.
I don't know of a keyboard that has this function.
It must take him ages to type.
Well, that's why he doesn't tweet as much as anybody else does.
Also, I don't think we mentioned it before. His handle is at Michael13292034. So also, if you want to log in as Michael, that's his password.
Yeah, clearly.
One of my other favorite things is actually he has replied to a thread that started by Honeyglow from Cher. So Cher tweeted on October 14th the sunglasses, which we talked about the other week. Honeyglow responded and said, did you make more donuts? Cher replied saying, oh my God, and then a string of donut emojis. It's endless. And then a couple other people replied, but then Michael chimed in and said, love Dunkin' Donuts. Every response is so funny.
I've never felt more aggressively supported.
So good.
I got your back.
It's nice to have a mom you can talk to. I wish I can talk to mine.
We'll just raise her from the dead. Simple.
Yeah, Cher's got this, the right idea. Bring her back.
Cher's got a book that does it.
She's got a book. She's a witch.
Cher's a witch. Oh, it's just so great. I think one of my favorites is a response to Tracy Butler, and he just wrote, "You can do my wash." Do it yourself.
You know what I feel like? I feel like his grandchild has gotten a hold of his phone, changed it. Here's one of my other favorite responses. It started with a tweet from Annie Kathleen. I don't know who that is, but she says, "Happy Saturday," and then a bunch of other things, and then says, "A question for you all. What is your favorite color?" Diane Pathew replies and goes, "Good morning, blue." And then Michael Anderson chimes in and says, "Red, purple, yellow, green."
I like all of the colors the best.
Yeah. I like all the colors the best. All colors are my favorite. My last one that I'll just mention is, he says, replying to Cher, he goes, "Trump is stupid. He talks a lot."
If ever there was a person on Twitter to be against, like, an irregular speech pattern, Michael.
Yeah, Michael is nailing it, and he's one of my favorite things on Twitter now.
Thanks for joining us, Michael.Anderson.
All right, so that's all the time we have this week.
Thank you so much for joining us in your ear holes.
Yes, thank you for letting us in. As always, please follow us on the socials, Twitter and Facebook and Instagram at ShareAndRetweet.
Yep, and leave a review and a little comment on Apple Podcast or whatever podcast system you utilize to listen to your podcast.
Yeah, have a little Tupperware party and share it with your friends.
Yeah, tell all your friends.
Mm.
Now, unfortunately, I have to go and resurrect the dead now, Justin.
Yes, I do too. We have to perform an ancient ritual.
Yeah.
And bring some old movie stars back.
Yep. All right. I've been one of your hosts, Andy Batlock.
I've been your other wonderful host, Justin Porter.
Zoom, zoom!
Zoom away!
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.